Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Monday, July 17. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, consumer sentiment, the long road back from COVID. Well, on Friday, Wall Street celebrated one of the best monthly readings for consumer sentiment that we've seen in a very long time. The report was the monthly survey by the University of Michigan of the American consumer's sentiment, whether consumers are upbeat or downbeat about their economic future. This particular sentiment indicator is so important because consumers, retail buyers like you and me, make up about two-thirds of our economic activity in this country. When we feel that the economy is going well, we shop, purchasing the goods and services we need for maintaining our lifestyle, and if we're really optimistic, maybe a little more. Those discretionary items are the nice-to-haves, and we may not need them, but we want them. Optimism creates retail demand, which drives more output and ultimately hires more workers as producers seek to meet the customer's demand. But as you know, we consumers have been feeling not so upbeat lately. In fact, we've been pretty blue of late for the last couple of years, what with the COVID-19 pandemic and more recently with this bout of inflation. Last summer, we hit a real low point. The only thing you could say about the consumer was that we were just plain glum. In June of last summer, the Michigan Survey of Consumer Sentiment hit an all-time low of just 50. The combination of the pandemic lockdown, newly instituted oil sanctions, and the height of inflation was overwhelming. It's fair to say that most of us did not expect such a combination of adverse economic events to all strike at once. It had been more than 40 years since we experienced inflation near the level we reached last year. As for those Russian oil sanctions, weren't we recently a net oil exporting country? How then did we see the gas pump prices explode as they did in 2022? And most of all, how did our political leaders decide to close businesses and lay off workers for health concerns? As Americans, we had always decided when and if we went to work. But during the pandemic, our leaders, the mayors, governors, and even president, assumed emergency powers and took control of our lives, whether we could work and when we could shop or assemble, and even whether we could go to work were all deemed essential or non-essential by our leaders. It had all been building for a while, and it just hit in June of 2022, when consumer sentiment hit that low watermark of 50. However, things are better now, and you're no doubt feeling it yourself. Back to normal is our mantra, and indeed, it seems that's the case. After swooning to levels not seen since the Great Depression during those economic lockdowns, the economy now looks to be getting back on track. As I reported a few days ago, the Atlanta Fed's GDP nowcast has the economy currently growing at better than 2%. Not great, but also not the recession that we had feared earlier. Jobs have switched from the strong likelihood that you'd be laid off in a non-essential business to today, when all able-bodied workers are in demand. Help wanted signs have been in windows for months now, as anyone who wants to work can see, and at some pretty good wages, I might add. We're all feeling better now. Things still aren't great, but neither does it look like Armageddon is just around the corner, as it did last year. Prices are still rising faster than anyone likes, and the latest inflation came in at 3%. That's above the Federal Reserve's inflation target, meaning we're likely to see at least one more interest rate hike this year. And inflation does cut into our real monthly income, reducing those extra funds that we used to have before. And that war over in Ukraine still rages, and who knows where that could lead. Then there are the problems of drugs, illegal immigration, and decaying cities. So we're not saying that everything is perfect, Not like we thought back in February of 2000, when the Michigan survey recorded our sentiment at an all-time high of 111. We're nowhere close to that kind of optimism. But we're now out of our slump of last summer, when consumer sentiment was just 50. No, right now we're right in the middle at a current sentiment reading of 72. Not the euphoria of the turn of the century, but not the doom of last summer. We're somewhere in the middle, and that's just about right. And that's the value side for Monday, July 17. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.